because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
Liesl van der West is in this morning. Always tells me to start walking at least 20 minutes for the day, whether I do it in the morning or in the afternoon. Every Friday, our resident fitness enthusiast, Liesl van der West, has the lead on all the fun and functional fitness events happening near you. Let's chat to Liesl this morning. Liesl, good morning and welcome to the Early Breakfast Show.
Hey, Zane, great to be here. I'm sorry, I'm that person that really says walking is the best form of exercise because you can literally get it done 10, 20 minutes and you're done. So I'm sorry for forcing you to do that all the time.
And the only thing you need to buy is good shoes and that will last you for a while. It's quite an inexpensive exercise to come up with. Chat to us about the upcoming events and fitness events starting in Gauteng.
So tomorrow, congratulations to the team from Sweat 1000. It's their 12th birthday celebration. Come and celebrate our 12th birthday, and their Instagram handle, Sweat1000JHB, has all the details. But I thought I'd find out more from the team just to share what is happening tomorrow at the Sweat 1000 birthday party.
Hi, the Thabo from Sweat 1000 here. Sweat 1000 is a HIIT training facility. HIIT standing for High Intensity Interval Training. We are based in Joburg at the Bluebird Shopping Center. And this Saturday is our 12th birthday celebration. Amazing fitness instructors, a DJ on the decks, goodie bags, and lots of giveaways. Sponsored by our sponsor, Rain Body Fuel. People of all fitness levels are welcomed. Do check us out on Instagram at Sweat1000 and at Sweat1000JHB. Good things come to those who sweat.
Good things come to those who sweat. That's their celebration tomorrow. And they're also going to have a DJ on the deck. So any fitness level, welcome. It's a good one to get out to. Then the Mchalis Mountain Bike Outride happening next weekend, the 28th of May, at Greensleeves Medieval Kingdom in Mildersdrift. Entries are closing this Sunday night. And there are various distances available from a 30K, 165K, as well as a shorter distance as well. And you can just get to the Mchalis Mountain Bike Outride entry page on Entry Ninja to find out more. There is goodie bags, there is a drop bag point, so if you're going to take a bag with, they'll drop all that off. And the route is gravel bike friendly, so it's not just for mountain bikers, it's for gravel bikers as well. The 165K departs westly from Greensleeves to the south of Magaliesburg, then in the northwest province, heads north for a while and then back. Really a nice one to basically test your mountain biking skills.
Mountain biking is quite big because, like we discussed the last time, there's no mountains in Johannesburg, but it's actually quite big, isn't it?
We forget that that Johannesburg, if you head out to the Mchalis area and the Mchalis Mountainburg range there's some technical climbs out there. So our riders are in for a tough one next weekend. So we can't judge you from the Western Cape, because I know that WhatsApp line is going to go crazy with all the mountain bikers from Gauteng today.
And I was fortunate to do a mountain bike event out in the Paarl area. And literally, the gentleman said to me, "This bike is priceless. You cannot buy this bike from me." Oh. And he said to me, "Take your little finger and take this bike and try and pick it up." And you could actually do that, because that is how light this very strong construction of this mountain bike was.
I hate to ask what the price is, but I can tell you one thing. My bike is not that light. I would really like to have that light bike, especially if you're out climbing. But there is, the technology with bikes are just incredible, and how things have become lighter to make you more quicker on the bike and lighter on the climbs. So it's interesting to watch how mountain biking is progressing and how these bikes are changing.
Well, he was here from Germany, so
you can just imagine what he's been riding.
You have to go and get one there. Tell us more about what entries have opened for events in the Western Cape, Liesl.
So there's a group run and walk happening next Saturday, a 5, a 10 and a 15K. Any fitness level is welcome. And I thought I'd get hold of Elton Davids from All My Sports, who's organizing this group run and walk, to tell us a bit more.
Hey everybody, this is Elton Davids from All My Sports SA. Just to give you a bit of inside information, we as All My Sports SA has formed a partnership with Sports SA, a running store in Century City, which is in Socrates Way, Century City. On the 28th of May, we will be hosting a run and walk, a 15 kilometer which starts at 7:30, and a 10 kilometer which starts at 8:30, and a 5 kilometer which starts at 9 a.m. We'll do a lucky draw prize giving at 10 a.m. where there'll be a host of prizes sponsored by the runs, the Sports SA Run Store and All My Sports SA and a host of other sponsors in an effort to get people active, to get people enjoying exercise and potentially give people huge discounts from the Sports SA store. So join us, go on to All My Sports SA-events and book your slot. There are limited slots available because we want to ensure that we give everybody something for coming. Have a lovely day. Thank you.
So that's just about the event happening next Saturday. It's a group run and walk with a 5, a 10 and a 15K distance at Sports SA in Century City. It's on Socrates Way. And then Diarise, the 2nd of July. Entries have just opened. It's a super fit challenge. 3 functional fitness layers to test yourself. Any fitness level welcome. And it's happening at Butleray Adventures. And butleraeadventures.co.za will have the entry details and more info on this event.
Liesl, thank you so much. But I always know that you're up to something now. I know that Howard Harrington is swimming his 100th Robben Island to Blouberg swim tomorrow. I don't know how to do it. I think he was chatting yesterday about the fact that the water is only going to be 13 degrees and it's quite warm for that particular area. But I mean, 100 swims, and then he was asked if he's actually going to, continue, or is this the record? Because I think only 4 people have got that record behind their name. So what are you up to? You were not swimming this time around.
No, I did. I'm not swimming. Howard Warrington had mailed me, and he's raising funds for the SPCA Wildlife Division. So the hashtag is Swim for Survival, and good luck. The conditions are going to be perfect tomorrow. So he's really picked a good day. I'm unfortunately taking part, well, fortunately in my case, not to be in that cold water, but the Dwip Flame Mountain Bike Experience, a beautiful part of the Western Cape, starting today till Sunday. And it's a 3-day stage race. Today's 57 kilometers, which seems doable for me. Then tomorrow, 63 Ks, and it just carries on. So it's just a beautiful little ride on the Friday just to warm up. And then tomorrow and Sunday, it's just out on the trails in the Dwip Flame area. And for anyone that doesn't know, it is right on the coastline, right where the whale watching points are. So while you're going to be cycling this event, hopefully I'm going to be able to see some whales. And I'm going to take it really slow because I'd love to take photographs and just experience the route along the way. And that's my words of encouragement for anyone that's going to be out and about this weekend. Go and have fun, take photos, and enjoy the memories of the beautiful events that you're taking part in. And do let us know on the WhatsApp line 072-567-1567 or 072-701-702. Let us know what events you're doing this weekend.
Liesl van der Westhuizen, our fitness ninja, and of course she will be doing some mountain biking over the weekend, and she brings us up to speed every Friday morning at around about 20 to 5 about what's happening in Gauteng as well as what is happening in and around the Western Cape.